Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm Hayley Hayes. Today we're going to be dedicating our time to the Radio Academy Mentoring Program, which is a mentoring scheme for mid-career radio and audio professionals based in the UK with a minimum of 5 years experience and ready to take a significant step in their career. I was lucky enough to be part of the scheme in 2022 and can definitely say that it was one of the best things I've ever done. Applications are now open for 2024 and you have until the 26th of November to apply via the Radio Academy website. Last week, we held a webinar to hear from some of our previous mentees, and we had a chance to meet with our new RAMP lead, Natasha Moore, Program Director of Leadership Development at Bayes Business School and former audio producer. Here's some snippets from the session, starting with Natasha's passionate introduction.
Why do I feel so strongly about mentoring? Well, it's quite interesting. I was remembering about 12 years ago, I went to an audio documentary festival, and there was the head of Public Radio Norway there. And I don't know if any of you know this, I didn't know it at the time, but they certainly won more awards for their audio documentaries than anyone else in the world did. And I remember the interviewer asked her, why do you think you win so many awards? You know, what makes you different? And she said, everyone in our organization is a mentor, and everyone is a mentee. And I must say, that really struck me, because I thought, not only does mentoring benefit people individually, and by the way, it also benefits the mentors as well. It's not just the mentees, but actually, it does something organizationally, you know, with the culture, with people's creativity, with innovation, all sorts of things. There are so many benefits to mentoring.
Hi, I'm Tim Humphreys. I work for BFBS, the Forces Station that serves the British Armed Forces all around the world. Nationally, we're on DAB radio across the country. We've got radio stations dotted around the UK, and we're also overseas in far-flung places like the Falkland Islands, Canada, Gibraltar. And it's my role to coordinate our radio stories for our music magazine programmes, working with our teams around the world to get the best of what we do onto our worldwide network. I absolutely loved being part of RAB for 2023. And actually, it came at a really good time for me. And I think that's something salient to say in terms of make sure it's the right time, the right place, the right stage in your career to want to move on. For me, there was a desire, a need to move on further into program management. Having been in my role for 5 years, reached a bit of a plateau, no specific promotions coming up immediately internally. And so it was just really good to get an insight and some new perspectives from both the mentees that I was part of and indeed learn from my mentor, who was Rick Blaxall, content director at Bauer Media Group. And I absolutely loved RAP. It gave me a real kind of fire in the belly again for what I do day to day, for looking out and gaining new perspectives, and then just learning a little bit more about networking. And even though it's been a few months since I finished up and we graduated as a cohort, we all stick together. We're all still together on a WhatsApp group. And I'm still in touch with my mentor as well.
So my name's Grace Nicol. I am from Inverness in Scotland, and right now I have two jobs. My first that I'm in at the moment is I work as continuity, which is just the person that introduces the programmes or like speaks at the end credits. So I work for Channel 4 doing that. So I'm quite lucky that I can do freelance from Inverness so that Channel 4 has a bit more of a diverse sound. So you'll hear more Scottish voices and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I do midweek. And at the weekends, I work for Global as a presenter on Heart Scotland. So I have my own show between 12 and 4. So just talking nonsense, seeing you through your weekend. When I first started RAMP back in, was it 2021, which is terrifying, I was doing breakfast radio. And I think I was just trying to figure out what I could do after. But like Nicole, because as a radio presenter, if you have done it before, you might not get taken too seriously, because you're supposed to be the fun jester in the morning, getting everybody excited. And maybe you want to branch out to do a bit more serious broadcasting in the future, and your showreel just doesn't really expose that. So I was trying to figure out who I was as a presenter after breakfast. And I'm also involved with Radio Academy Branch for Scotland. So I just wanted to see what I could do with that in the future.
My name's Mark Sparky Coringle. Sparky is often what I'm known as in the industry. I work on Gem at Breakfast with Joe and Sparky across the East Midlands. And I applied for RAMP because I felt the ever-changing environment of network radio. I wanted to take control of what my next steps could be, rather than just waiting for that time that the contract's not going to be renewed. So, you know, you hit a point in your career where you're like, okay, well, how can I take control of this? Got more responsibilities in my life now, father of two. So it's not just about me and my career. I've got things I need to fall back on. And when I saw the opportunity to join the RAMP course, I thought, this is exactly what I need. It's how I can look in new directions and use this skill set and take it into other areas of the radio industry. Like, I've only ever worked in commercial radio, and RAMP was a great look into the wider world.
Hi, I'm Kelly Windsor-Bergen. I'm the founder of Bite Your Tongue Productions. I was on RAMP 23. I set up Bite Your Tongue Productions in 2021. And much like Sparky, I very much jumped on this opportunity. The first series, podcast series that we produced with my company was quite successful. I started off with some funded series, which were getting, you know, reasonable awards and critical acclaim, but I really needed to move into that commission space, and extend my company. And to be honest, although I'd had that early critical success, commercial success at that time felt I needed to draw the curtain back a little bit and try and understand how to really develop my company. And that's what RAMP gave me. I had Bernard Ashenpom as my mentor, who basically, my background is BBC, is the same. He basically done the same journey that I wanted to do. And I couldn't have learned more from him.
The barriers I was coming up against, I mean, beforehand, when I worked for BRMB, I used to do the show there. That was like the central running point of the network. So I was around senior management. I felt like a lot more connected to, you know, the core of that company. But now working for Bauer Media, which runs out of Manchester, and I'm based here in the East Midlands, I felt like my network was shrinking. And then having a child, you take your foot off the gas a bit with the whole networking thing, because you've got other things to focus on. And I started thinking, am I getting complacent? I'm at that mid-level stage. What is actually next for me? Can I come off air, look for more mature opportunities? Like what Grace was saying, like, is I'm a breakfast jock. What else is there I can do with this skill set? Can I move it into an idea for me? I really wanted to look at talent management and developing new people coming through. So applied for RAMP, and then I managed to get Mark Stripple, who used to run One Extra, and he's a fantastic guy. He was an ex-presenter, and he made the change from presenter to management, and he taught me a lot in our sessions about how I can apply myself to move in that direction.
Yeah, I actually remember sitting on this seminar this time last year, and Hannah, who was running the programme there, one of the things that really struck me that she said was, you know, in your application, by all means, tell me how great you are, but don't just tell me that. Show me where you need help. And actually, that was kind of that was a bit of a light bulb moment for me, and also kind of the start of a learning journey that went through the whole mentor process. Everybody's very shy to admit when they don't know something, and that can really slow you up, man. You know, it's just really quite freeing. And I found this in the whole process to be able to say, look, this is where it isn't working for me, this is what's gone wrong, show me, you know, tell me how you've succeeded. I think it's really important on your application to make that really, really clear and to own it, you know, because nobody knows everything. And if you want to make a move, that's what you've got to do. So be honest about and be clear, but also show your passion. I remember in the interview process, after the interview process, my mentor rather naughtily told me that when Hannah rang him to Paris, she said she's a bit much. And she's right, I am a bit much. But you've got that. It is nerve-wracking. I hate Zoom interviews, But you do have to, you know, show where they can help you and show your passion.
I don't think we realise just how valuable the mentee cohort would actually be. And it's one of these things that you can take from the start of your ramp journey. You continue all the way through till this very day. So we still have our ramp cohort WhatsApp group open and we chat all the time. In fact, I would go as far as to say, personally, I think the ramp mentee cohort is the most valuable part out of everything. It's probably wise to say to anybody that's watching right now, it's not all sunshine and rainbows in the radio industry. Halfway through my journey, I became unemployed. So I was mortified, but without the support of all the mentees, I managed to ramp myself back up. And they gave me so many tips, so many ideas of what to do. Again, they didn't tell me what to do. They helped me discover that myself by asking questions, which you'll do in little groups. We started off as people doing the course together. We moved on to being friends to essentially now some of us co-workers, like some of us do actually work together. Without having that kind of support group, almost like therapy, I wouldn't be in the jobs that I'm in right now. I had a lovely girl in our cohort called Laura. Laura was a voiceover artist. So before my interview for this job at Channel 4, I was on the phone to her. I mean, ramp graduation was long gone, so it continues for days after. And then when it came to my job at Global, I knew another guy that was in my cohort, and his name was Matt, and I managed to chat to him and get some tips. And if I didn't have that connection, if we didn't make these kind of first moves and say hello and join ramp, then maybe I would still be unemployed. Like, in fact, I'd go as far to say as probably would be.
I don't think I really knew what to expect. I can very clearly picture myself on the first day of ramp thinking, blimey, I'm a little bit intimidated here. And I think that's something, I don't want to give away any details of what you will be involved, because I think it's important that you get to that when you get to that. But you'll be challenged without a doubt. And I definitely I definitely felt that imposter syndrome a little bit. And I felt particularly one of the challenges, I was absolutely dreading it. And I put off doing it as long as I possibly could. But you know what, as with any of these things, once I actually got down to start working on it, started doing it, I really enjoyed it. And I learned so much about me mostly. And I think that's the one thing I'd say about it is, trying to avoid the cliches, but it's you'll learn an awful lot from your mentors, and you will go in with a hit list and you'll learn so many facts. But I think more importantly, what you'll learn is about you, and you'll get the confidence that you'll get in you. That is what will supercharge you. So don't do what I did. Don't spend months worrying about, you know, just jump in with both feet and embrace it, because you'll be all right. Because as you've just heard, you're going to have a fantastic group of people who are going to be your mates in this industry, and they're all going to be rooting for you. It's going to be fine. Just remember that it's a mentee led process. You will get out what you put in, so just give it your heart and soul.
Top tips, I'd say look around and think around where you are in your stage in life, in your stage in your career. Is this the right time right now to apply for ramp, and what will you get out of it? The other one would be specific. Know what you want to get out of it before going into it. Another tip would be just really get that balance right between setting yourself to get the best things in size spread along the lines of that, together with that, actually you need a little bit of help, you need a little bit of support, you need a bit of direction, you need to break through those barriers. And my final tip would be, with the application form, share it with a couple of people. Share it, number one, with someone that's really close to you, who has the best for you, who loves you, for example, a spouse or a family member or a close friend. But also share it with someone who's not necessarily involved in radio, and they can take a more objective look at the application. They're my three or four tips.
If that doesn't convince you to apply, then I don't know what will. So go to radioacademy.org and apply by Sunday the 26th of November, and good luck. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.